Not many people realized it, but it was a worldwide war. Not just a local war in France, in the ditches. No, sir. And build an office building and a shipyard. They went to California, they looked at good places where they could build a shipyard. Said, okay, here we want this, this nice sloping land. Good water, ships can float in it. And they built it, and from scratch. Henry Kaiser, what is now Henry Permanente, Kaiser Permanente, they were building the Hoover Dam at that time. And they said to him, 4 o'clock, it's getting closer. I tell you one more story and then I stop.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. It's out of sync, the clock. It's supposed to, at certain hours, it's supposed to sync the hour out. When it is 2 o'clock, like now in case it's 4 o'clock, they should give you four bells, the Westminster chimes and four bells. But my grandchildren who gave it to me for Christmas, they said they're gonna fix it. They're gonna go, one of these days you have to turn it over, and you can do it. There is a couple of knobs. And you can set it, you can reschedule it. But it is, I was complaining that I didn't have enough clocks. So for Christmas I had a clock. And a big one, you can see it.
Yeah,
I told him, if you buy one but has easy reading hours. And they did, and it works fine. Except for the bells, they're out of sync.
Confuses you.
Well, you have to get used to it. You have to, in the middle of the night, sometimes I wake up and they go off around 3 o'clock and it has 12 bells. So that is the Westminster chimes. You know Westminster is, right?
Mm-hmm.
In England. So that's enough for today, 4 o'clock now. I have to eat in half an hour. I wash up and put a clean shirt on. And that is, you have any more suggestions what to do?
I think that's great.
You think so?
That was a good story, yeah.
I can tell more stories. I can sit here till hell freezes over. I worked after the war, then I was a captain, see? And I made good money, very good money for a young fella.